be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. And blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice, be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Those of you a little early for Mass may have seen me stop and speak with Rich there for a moment. And in our conversation, he said something to the effect, "I want to be a saint." And I said to him, "You're closer than you think." Now he thinks that he's close to martyrdom because I've been on his case about a few things lately. But there's this sense always that this is about somebody else, this feast, All Saints' Day. And that sort of, well, you have to be dead to be a saint. And I want you to get over that. I feel like I'm standing in front of a room full of saints, holy people. And these Beatitudes that Jesus gives us, they're descriptions of saints. Blessed. These are blessed people. They're saintly people. The problem is the Beatitudes have gotten so common. We're so used to hearing them. In fact, probably with a little prompting, any of us might be able to kind of do the whole list. They become so familiar that we hardly ever give them any more serious and deep reflection. And I think that's a shame. And so I kind of decided we need a new version, maybe a more kind of contemporary version, so that we all get it. These are the things that mark a saint. These are the experiences that make us all worthy to be called blessed. They are not goals to be achieved. The Beatitudes are spoken to reassure and comfort those who are already blessed. So, blessed are you when you're at the end of your rope. Because with less of you, there's more of God. You ever been at the end of your rope? We know what that feels like, doesn't it? That's what pushes you into this blessed category. It's what makes us holy. When being at the end of the rope, we become less about ourselves and more about God. And blessed are you when you feel you've lost what's most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one really most dear to you. Blessed are you when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that cannot be bought. Blessed are those who are just themselves. Blessed are you when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He is good. And drink in the best meal you've ever had, right here. Blessed are you when you care. At the moment of being careful, you will find yourself being cared for. Blessed are you when you get your inside world, your mind and heart, put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. Blessed are you when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete and fight. That's when you will discover who you really are and your place in God's family. And blessed are you when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you deeper into the kingdom of God. And not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies to discredit your faith. What it means is that the truth is just too close for comfort and they become uncomfortable. You can be glad and rejoice when that happens. And give a cheer, even, for though they don't like it, God does. And all heaven will applaud and know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses, says God, have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Blessed are you, all of you. And this day is a reminder, not of people who've gone before us necessarily, but a reminder of how we can join them by being who we are, by being God's people, by being courageous, faith-filled, and care-filled people, because God will care for us. Happy All Saints Day. It's our day, and we should rejoice in it. Peace be with you.